Can you say your name and count to 10 for me?
C-E-C-O-N-C-E.
You can just say your name.
Devante.
Okay, and will you count for 10 for me? All right, thank you. So before we talk about chess, I'd like to learn something about you. I'm going to ask you a few questions, and then you can ask me some questions too if you want. All right? Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Just a sister. Her name is Amika.
Oh, how old is she?
Three.
Three? Can you tell me anything else about her?
She likes princesses a lot.
She likes princesses?
She has Barbie and the 12 Dancing Princesses and Cinderella. She watches Cinderella most of the time.
Wow. Do you have any pets at home?
No, but we're going to get one when my mom owns the house.
What are you going to get?
Probably another Dalmatian. A Dalmatian was the first pet I ever got. Then there was a cat, then a turtle.
Oh, that's cool. Do you have a favorite TV show or movie?
Actually, I got a lot.
Well, what's your favorite one that you watch over and over?
Actually, all three of them.
What?
Tom and Jerry, Avatar, and Class of 3000. And my favorite movie is My Dog Skip.
Do you like to read books or magazines?
Yeah, books a lot.
What type of book?
Chapter book.
Chapter books? What are they about?
I just like to read my new ones.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they're about.
Do you want to ask me anything?
No.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now I'm going to ask you about chess. How long have you played chess? How old were you when you started?
Chess club or just played chess?
Chess.
I played for 4 years.
And how old were you when you first started?
Four.
Four? Who taught you how to play chess?
I forgot, but I think it's my grandma. And I finally beat her.
Do you have a chess rating?
I can chess ladder.
I think so.
Yeah, in chess club. And right now I'm on 15. I won my last 2 games. And if you beat that person, even if you're like number 20 and he's number 15, he goes straight to 15, he goes straight down to 20.
Do you have a chess coach or teacher?
Yeah, but I forgot his name. Wait, his name is Jerry.
Can you tell me a little about Jerry?
He teaches us new ways to get out of stuff, and he says what we... he puts like these little things on a fake board, and then we can look because it's hanging down like that. And if we can say what move, and if it doesn't work out, pick someone else.
Do you belong to a chess club?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
One in Fox Hollow.
How often do you play chess, say, in a typical week?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. A few minutes, so I don't know.
Maybe a few minutes every day?
Yeah.
Who do you play with the most?
I play with Bert in the first round. Not when Jerry picks, but I usually play Bert first, then if he picks me and Bert, we start all over and play again.
Can you name any famous chess players?
No, but I know that the Foxhollow Chess Club beat some people in the football team. They opened up.
Do you ever play chess on a computer?
Not that much, only one.
Can you tell me about that?
About later on the video?
Yeah.
Well, I've played it a few times, but it's at the same place. I usually don't win.
Do you like playing it on a computer?
Yeah. Even though it's kind of harder.
Now, can you tell me why you enjoy chess?
Because it's kind of hard and I will not play it.
I'm not too familiar with chess. You probably know a lot more about it than I do. So I'd like you to explain some things for me. First of all, how many people may play a game of chess at one time?
Two.
I've heard of simultaneous matches. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Tell me about the different pieces and how they are supposed to move.
A king can only move one space. You can go diagonal, frontward, you can go forward, backward, sideways, and diagonal. The queen can do the same thing except she can move anywhere she wants, as far as she wants. Just as far as she wants. A knight can only move two spaces in head and go sideways. Or you can move two spaces sideways, then forward. The bishop can only go diagonal, but only on the color. The rook can go sideways and forward. The pawns can only go forward unless they're trying to attack, then they go diagonal.
Now tell me about the goal of chess. In other words, what are the players trying to do?
Get the king on checkmate.
Now tell me about the rules that players need to follow. In other words, tell me everything you can think about the game of chess.
If they let go of the piece after they move, they can't go back. And if they touch move, if you touch it, you have to move it. And only on the second turn, you can use aqua soap. If we're a pawn, it's sideways from you, then you go diagonal like you're going to take it. And then you get it.
Now I'd like you to tell me what a player should do in order to win the game of chess. So in other words, what are some key strategies that every good player should know?
At the end, if you only have a king and a queen or two rooks, then you should put a rook somewhere. Then it won't be able to go past the rook. Like if it's on a3, then the king won't be able to go onto anything 3. Then you move the rook. You move another rook to, if the rook's behind it, then you move it to something 4. If one rook's on something 3, so then the king would have to go back again. And you keep doing that until he's in the corner, then you move the last rook into the corner, so the king is stuck. And you can't move the win.
How long does it usually take to play a game of chess?
If you're really good, Like when the check letter, if you're number one, and they accept you, then we're number 20. Not that long, but if just a regular game, for a few minutes.
What makes a game last a long time?
Sometimes you take your move back. Like you think you're gonna do it, then you do this, then you put your finger on it, like you're gonna take it off, then if you see something, you go back and you move somewhere else.
What makes a game end quickly?
If you have a last strategy.
Do you know how to use a chess clock?
Yeah.
How do you use a chess clock?
Well, we have two kinds. A digital one, but the same way. You press a button, that means the other person's turn. Then he moves the piece, and you try to go really fast, but you keep pressing it. And on the regular one, there's this red thing, and if the red thing drops, you can call for a flag, and then you automatically win.
Is there anything else you want to tell me about chess?
I don't know.
Thanks again for talking with me today. You've been very helpful, and I enjoyed working with you. Now, I'd like to give you a pin from the U of O. And I also have a gift certificate for you from Dairy Queen. Thank you.
Thank you.